What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 7 of WP Late Night. How's it going, guys? We have a full room.
Hello!
Hello, hello.
We have a full room.
Hello!
We have an extra body here tonight.
That we do. See, we have, well, I'm Ryan, here with, as usual, Dryden Bray, but not as usual, with Joshua Strebel, our first official co-host on WP Late Night. Very exciting.
Yay.
Thanks for joining.
Oh. I'm honored. I'm deeply honored.
I should also preface this episode as
this is
the first episode where Brad actually has a soundboard. We've entered the danger zone, as you might say.
All I can say is, are you guys ready?
So this people will awesome. We'll look back on this show as the beginning of the end of WP Late Night.
The beginning of the end.
You know, first it's got to start for us to get anywhere, so I don't know that we've gotten to that point.
That's true.
Yet.
That's true.
This is going to be great. Sorry, Josh. Welcome.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And if I may, Josh actually just recently had a kid. So let me – I haven't actually spoken or seen you since, so let me definitely congratulate you. I'm sure you look a little tired, so I'm sure it's – how long has it been now? Just a few months, right?
Yeah, my son's 13 weeks old, and he's a blessing. You can't describe it. If you have kids, you know exactly what I'm feeling. It's a lot of fun.
Indeed. Congratulations, bro. That's awesome news, and hopefully everybody's well. Sally's well. Baby's well.
Oh yeah, we're all settling in.
Good deal.
Cool
it
stuff.
Only
awesome.
Get better from here, brother.
And that's why Josh has wanted to join us tonight, so he could get away and drink a little bit, right?
As you're pointing out, it's such a not quite really a late night on the West Coast. It's actually just like the tail end of the business day, I guess, over there. But
yeah,
we can fake it.
WP Late Night starts at 5 p.m.
Yeah, well.
It's like Mad Men. You're half cocked by like 2 in the afternoon, you know?
How you doing? Oh.
I just figured that's how it works in the hosting business, right? It's just drinking all day long. Do we lose him?
I don't know.
Could we lose?
A lag going on.
There's just a little bit of Skype lag happening. It's all good. So you also had a huge day today because you officially announced Pressnomics, your unofficial WordPress event focused on the WordPress economy. I'm sure we'll end up talking about that either now or later on in the show.
Yes, I did. It was a lot of yeah.
Oh man,
mm-hmm. we can punt for later. Let's whenever your format works.
Okay, there's definitely I don't know. I might try reconnecting to Josh here because it's. You guys are catching the same kind of lag time as me, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I'll reconnect with him, the audio.
Who knows? Maybe the bandwidth in those co-working facilities, you know how that goes. he's working for all of you WordCamp bandwagon folks that have been to Phoenix.
I think so, yeah.
He's working from Santans in the Phoenix WordCamp area there.
Well, I'm actually at Gangplank. If you guys came to any of the last WordCamps here, we're in the workspace here in Chandler, and this is the library here at Gangplank.
Yeah, Gangplank's awesome. It's like you said, it's a co-working space, and if WordCamp Phoenix, if you went this year or last year, it's basically like it's all in walking distance. You have Gangplank. You have Santan, which is like the place to go because the beer, all the beer and the food are amazing there. And then the conference was like a block the other way. So everything was literally within a few blocks, which always makes a great WordCamp because you don't have to worry about driving anywhere. You don't have to worry about mass transit. You just walk and then you're passing your buddies on the street, high fiving, you know, it's a lot of fun. Definitely loved it. It was a great time.
Yep. I like to joke that we kind of run this town.
Roll with it.
I think you do.
you guys did end up at least helping to get an ice luge into the, what was it, City Hall of Chandler a couple of years ago. So I'd say you pretty much do run things, right? That's not a normal occurrence.
Yeah, when you can have an ice luge in the middle of City Hall, it's pretty cool.
That was, from what I remember, and it's not a lot, that was one of my most memorable WordCamps was Phoenix, because I think we can all agree the after party was about as epic as it gets.
Yeah, I hope so.
Ice luge. That is awesome.
Any WordCamp that has an ice luge that literally had fizzy pop dispenser etched on the side of it is going to be a fun WordCamp.
It was fun. It was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I remember a certain gentleman that we were with hanging from a tree. There was people in the tree and people falling out of the tree. So it was good times.
You know what's funny? I brought what's the little video camera? Is a little snapshot flip. Video cameras.
The flip.
The flip. I had a flip that I took with me. I recorded a bunch of video. I don't remember recording any of it. And then I busted out like 6 months ago to do something in Philly, like record something. And I realized there's like 10 videos from Phoenix on there. And these are the most epic things. Like, I have gold in my pocket, my friends. I have gold on half of the chat room in here. John, I'm looking at you. Perez, I'm looking at you. I got gold on. It's just great. I mean, it's so much good stuff. And I'm in the middle of it, too. So it's not like I would ever release it. But
sure, you wouldn't.
We're just off to an awesome start tonight.
I guess sounds all over the place.
Batting 1,000 technically here. This is brilliant.
It's coming together. It's coming together.
Good times. Yeah, we have our guest today is Gray Box in Spreecast. Say hello to Gray Box.
Hello.
He's just as talkative as Josh, though, so that's nice. Yeah. Anywho.
Hey, I think I'm back.
You are back.
The room's saying I'm echoing. Am I still echoing?
Mm-mm. No, I don't hear any echo. So I'm not sure where.
Is Jay really saying everything 10 times?
Yeah.
Hey, is that?
Ooh.
Hey,
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... What do you guys want to talk about first? Because we've actually got more to talk about tonight than we normally do, which is good. That way, all the crap will fall to the wayside. Hopefully, that crap will include our top 10 list, because I'm not sure that deserves to see the light of day either.
Well, we just finished it about 5 minutes ago, so I think it's gold, man.
The chat room helped. But I guess, I mean, there's really no better thing to start with than Pressnomics, right? Let's dig into that.
Let's do it.
So... So Josh, what? And I'll link it up in the chat room if anybody missed any of the coverage on it today. There's a post on WP Candy, post on Pressnomics. I saw a few other ones, kind of being linked up on Twitter and stuff. For you at least, how was the? Was there a lot of kind of chatting and kind of busyness with the announcement today? Did a lot of people want to chat about it?
Oh yeah, actually, quite a bit. We got. Oh, I've been tracking it, probably 350 tweets. I got a flood of email that I got to get to. We have a lot of new sponsors wanting to come on board. It seems like everybody and their mother wants to speak now and be involved in some way. So it was really well received, and I think that kind of speaks to that it's something that maybe the community was wanting. So I got a lot of work to follow up on tomorrow and the next day catching up with all these people.
Very cool. Very cool. So, I mean, there seemed to be a really positive response from everybody. A lot of kind of what you probably would have expected. You know, this is the type of idea. I know we've talked about.
Well, what is Pressnomics? So, I mean, I'm sure there's people out there listening that haven't heard of it. What's your elevator pitch? What is Pressnomics? Sell me on it.
Right. Pressnomics is the Economics of WordPress conference. So it's a 3-day event that we're going to have here in Chandler, next to City Hall, next to Santan, that we're going to invite. You know, 150 of the who's who in the WordPress economy. Guys like Dre, guys like Ryan, guys like Brad, guys like Jay Quiff, and you know, the people that power this economy, that they create a living from it, and they do commercial themes and plugins. So bring them all together over 3 days in kind of a relaxed atmosphere to learn, you know, new strategies for business, new ways to collaborate. We're going to hear from some great speakers on how they built their successful business. So think of it as a two-day business retreat with your friends, and then it has the bonus on Saturday that we'll be doing a round of golf in beautiful Arizona. So.
I can dig it. I think it's game-changing in the sense of what we see today in our ecosystem around WordCamps, which are brilliant in their own right, but are really focused towards the end user or small businesses and things like that that they can leverage WordPress or bring in folks into the community to become a part of the whole WordPress world, if you will. I'm being told that I'm Echo Man and that people hate me. So if Brad, you want to continue there.
You are Echo Man.
Hardly. I don't know what they're talking about. They're crazy.
I will shut up now.
We have the chat.
I went ahead and dropped Josh's video stream. I think his bandwidth is a bit stretched. So hopefully that gets the audio better for everybody.
Yeah, I went ahead and closed that browser window too. So
yeah, let's do that. So we'll keep Josh on audio and it sounds way better. So I think that's going to fix it up. Hey, I think it's a drink break. Wait, you know what? Yeah, let's keep talking about Pressnomics, but we didn't actually talk about what we're drinking on tonight. What do you guys got?
What are you sipping on? Brad, what are you sipping on, brother?
Hey, I'm actually drinking another Diet Cranberry and vodka.
Got it, kid. Mr. Ryan, what's your flavor of choice this week, my friend?
It's a rum and coke tonight.
I went my beverage of choice with a nice set of tacos or a burrito, a nice cold Corona.
Josh, you drink anything over there?
Nope, I just got done with work. I'm basically chewing on a piece of gum.
We have no video. You're just supposed to say, yeah, I'm drinking. I got a bottle of tequila in one hand and Jack in the other.
Lie, Josh.
I got a 25-year bottle of scotch at home.
That's it. Well, back to the Pressnomics.
Yes.
You know, we have foundationally a really nice circuit of conferences based around our favorite platform, publishing platform, around the world now. I mean, I don't know how many there are a year now, but it's insane the number that are sparked. Every month there's new ones popping up that haven't occurred the year before. There's some well-established conferences around WordPress worldwide now. But we've never really focused or looked at bringing in the folks that provide services, that provide products to that ecosystem, right? They really have, in a sense, monetized on it and helped bring some really game-changing solutions that work around WordPress. So I think it's a brilliant idea, and cha-ching, here we go. Way to go, Brad. This you're going to kill us with this today.
Sorry.
Yeah, the 20 people we have listening are going to go away permanently. but what really sparked this? I mean, Josh, in terms of really let's look at doing it this year, and we want to do something to really strive that direction. What was the thought process there? What was the end game in mind? What was the strategy?
Well, like you said, WordCamps are fabulous. We all enjoy going to them. We sponsor them. We speak at them. And they're a great, great asset to the community. And I think, though, that the audience, they're aimed specifically at kind of that end user, the day-to-day user. And so not taking anything away from WordCamps, I think there was plenty of room for something next to it. In addition to that, something a little bit more focused specifically for us. And when I say us, I mean the business owners. We have payrolls, we have employees, we have servers to maintain, we have finance, we have, some of us have venture capital. We have all these things that we need to be concerned about. And it's all kind of focused in on WordPress, but it's really about running a sustainable business and growing a business in this vibrant community. So I think that's kind of where I came from, is that while I go to WordCamps and I get a lot out of it, I wanted something just a little bit more, and I think this event is something that can deliver that.
I agree, and I think that it's going to be well received by that part of the ecosystem, right? And who knows? I mean, maybe it stems into something that this could be a pretty big focal conference for this type of get together, but. It can spread like wildfire, really, if it's successful, which I think that it has the ingredients to be that. Do you see it expanding into more geographically dispersed type conferences like a WordCamp, or do you see it focused maybe as a once a year type, you know, setup, wherever that may be, for years to come?
You know, that's a good question and one I don't have an answer to yet. I think we just kind of want to see how this one goes and see if it's worth replicating in other places or worth definitely I want to have it every year. You know, we were really fortunate to get some great sponsors on early. We have New Relic, Firehost, and Zendesk all stepped up to the plate, some of them at the very last minute before press time to make the commitment to make this event happen. And I think with the right sponsors on board and the right kind of format, it should be received pretty well. And, you know, once the event's done, we can kind of sit back and gauge if it makes sense to do it, you know, in 6 months or a year or try to franchise the process. And honestly, if you had to ask me, my gut feeling is I'm not wholly interested in franchising it. I think some of the specialness or novelty about it is kind of having that one focal point. You know, there's only one South by Southwest. Doesn't make sense to have 10 of them.
Sure, and I can see it expanding exponentially over the years. I mean, really looking at the focal point, you know, although you're, you know, looking at the speaker list, there are some WordPress specific speakers there and some big names, you know, Mark Jakewith and so on. It's going to be pretty neat in that sense. But I'm looking at the setup around your sponsors and the speakers and kind of how you're going there. It's not all WordPress specific people. You really are looking at engaging folks that are catering to small business, that bring solutions to help you build your business and sustain it and so on. That's really exciting to see. I know as a business owner that's involved with WordPress, in a big way, that's something that definitely my interest.
Well, besides WordPress, that's the commonality. We're all business owners. And one thing regarding the sponsors is we do have WordPress sponsors, but I try to steer them in toward the lower end kind of community level, because while I think this is a great event for the WordPress community, I didn't necessarily want it to be an ego fest on who sponsored the most money, you know,
whether
it was Gravity Forms or Up Themes or something. And I think sometimes that gets a little carried away at times. And the benefit of these bigger sponsors like New Relic and Firehost and Zendesk, these are all products that we need and we're going to use. And I think some of the sponsors will also be speaking, and they're going to be able to share their insight on how they built their business. You know, Zendesk, Mikael Svane is the CEO. He started in Denmark a few years ago. Built his company to the state it is now with venture funding and office in San Francisco. And there was a specific journey he took to get there. And it may have been online help desk SaaS, but those lessons are going to apply directly to the theme shop or the plugin shop for building a business. So, you know, that's kind of what I was thinking, is bring in a little bit from the outside, keep some from the inside, and give everybody a good mix of programming.
Well, I love
can
it.
I just say, can I just say, yep. I love this idea?
You sure can.
Great.
You were allowed to say that.
If I can get a second in here. But no, it's great, because honestly, like, as business owners, we go to WordCamps. We've been to a lot of WordCamps. All of us have been to a lot of WordCamps. You know, I don't get a lot of sitting out of most of the presentations. Generally, I learn something if I'm in like a developer talk or something. I get more out of the side conversations I have in the hallways or at the after parties, or just, you know, at the pre-parties or at dinner with other people that are running businesses around WordPress. Dre, you know, I talk to anytime there's automaticians, you know, around, I always talk to them, because they're a distributed remote company. So are we. So anytime I can pick someone's brain about how are they doing it, how are they successful at doing that, that's what I love. And I feel like my business has grown so well because of the things I've learned just by that type of stuff. And generally there's not presentations or topics around that at WordCamps. You know, how do you build a business? How do you go from, you know, we started out with two people and now we're, you know, 12 people. How do you do that? You know, I had to learn on my own. And a lot of it was just, you know, kind of talking to people and making these connections and say, hey, you know, how did you do this? How did you take this step from two people to four, or four to six, or six to eight? Cause I mean, it's a big, you know, it's a big jump. So, I mean, I love this idea, like the fact that, you know, one big gathering where it's going to be all about, you know, the commercial WordPress economy, and I can talk to like-minded people. And a lot of these people I know, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people there I don't know. So it's, you know, I'm fully supportive of this conference. I think you're right. I think it should be like a yearly type thing rather than a let's have it in every single city across the world, like WordCamps. I think it should be kind of special. And I'm really excited. I mean, I'm going to do everything I can to be there. Obviously, it's in November. What's the date? November
8th through the 10th.
November 8th and 10th. Okay. It's yeah. obviously largely going to depend on when we do Philly this year, because we're usually the end of October. So, but I'm going to do everything I can to get out there. If nothing else, to get some Santan tacos. But definitely hats off. I mean, it's hard to run a conference. It's hard to run a WordCamp. It's really hard to run a WordCamp. And it's even harder to do something that hasn't been done before, like this. So I can only imagine the work you put in up to this point. It's only going to get, I don't want to say worse. It's only going to be more work, I guess, going forward. But
yeah, I'm a glutton for punishment. But to what you said, Brad, I think it's really important that everybody knows that there's a place for WordCamps and they serve a valuable purpose. And so we're not trying to deride it as anything that it may be lacking, because its purpose is to educate the end user. So this is just has a different purpose, and I think the two are going to coexist very well.
Oh yeah, I see it too. I mean, and I still see it as very community driven. You know, Brad hit on some major points there. I've done the same thing. You know, I ask a lot of questions around what Brad's doing and Josh, what you're doing, and other business owners and stuff that I interact with at different conferences and so on. I think that this really builds on that from a business owner perspective in our ecosystem, and it enables us to maybe expand that and get, you know, tools and tips to continue moving forward and raising our business, raising the bar around our business. Very excited, and I definitely support it as well. I think it's an exciting time, and I'm really looking forward to see what comes of it.
Well, it's going to be fun. We got some fun stuff in store. We got the golf or the bowling that we're going to be doing on Saturday. We have some sponsored happy hours. So we'll have, I'm trying to arrange a beer tasting at Santan just for you, Brad. And,
yes, please.
We're working on some other exciting things. It's, you know, some of the speaking formats, you know, rather than just a stand up presentation, I'm considering getting creative with maybe some, Oxford style debates, where maybe we put, two opposing viewpoints, where maybe we have, I use this example, where maybe iThemes that does plugins and themes and community stuff on one end, and then the Purist that does just plugins on the other, and then have them debate those business models, but then do it in such a way where it's a friendly discussion. It's a friendly discussion where maybe the whole audience can get something out of it. So we're going to try to have some fun and mix it up.
That's a cool idea. I remember a panel at WordCamp, I think it was New York two years ago, maybe three. They did a GPL, big GPL talk, it was a panel, amongst theme developers, and they had a lot of top theme guys. I think they had someone from StudioPress.
Goddamn phone.
We could still hear you whispering.
Yeah.
That's physically impossible.
Had a great point today, and that killed me.
Well, in the middle of that, we lose Brad, but I want to quote what was said in the room here. So basically, Pressnomics, and I quote Vegas Geek, John Hawkins. So it's going to be like a WordCamp after party starting at 9 a.m. Awesome. Now I would say that you should use that as a tagline, but I don't know that if it fits within the trademark agreements around using the word WordCamp, right?
Right.
I really like that, and I think that John hit it on the head there.
I agree. That's exactly what we're going to aim for. You know, we're going to have some help. You know, Shane Sanderson, who is our head of support, is going to be helping us with the event. Obviously, Sally's going to be doing a lot of work. So between a few personalities that really care about making sure people are taken care of, we're going to try to throw one hell of a bash.
You know, you should talk to
my point. Sorry, if I may finish my point,
because sure,
I was
please.
Rudely interrupted by my stupid phone. no, it was a theme panel, and they actually had it was Headway at the time that was not GPL on the panel, and it was Grant. I give it up to Grant for doing that, because he was obviously a little bit of the target there, with like two or three other theme shops that were GPL, and they kind of had a debate on why they should do it, and what came of it is Headway went 100% GPL, and I thought it was a really interesting way of doing it. He was definitely extremely bold for doing that, because he knew he would be the target, But I thought it was, you know, everybody was very respectful. It went across really well. Both sides brought up some really good points. At the end of the day, he said, you know what, you know, I kind of agree. He didn't do it on the panel, but obviously like a month later, I think they went GPL. So it was pretty neat seeing both perspectives. And I think that's an awesome idea, you know, when you can do that.
Well, I think that's lost, you know, especially like in American politics. It's not okay for the other side to be reasonable. They're automatically evil. And I think that you can have two opposing viewpoints, whatever those may be, and discuss it like adults. And I hope that we can maybe touch on some more controversial topics and such during Pressnomics, but do it in such a way that nobody's getting beat on and everybody can at least acknowledge the validity of the other side.
Well, yeah, speaking of that, I mean, this cool. is WordPress. There isn't any dramatic points that need opposing views to be discussed. No drama, man. It's WordPress. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's cool if you disagree with me, but, you know, all I'm saying is.
Hey, oh, you don't have to, you don't have to love me, but you better
right
respect
death.
Pew. Pew. Yeah. But all in all, you know, I think if I was going to give you my closing pitch, I'm really looking forward to it. I've put a lot of energy into this. And, you know, the sponsors have really come on board to help out. And we look forward to having a really great event in November. And it's attendance is going to be limited at 150 to 175 people. And that's on purpose because we want that intimate atmosphere. And we want the people that should be there to be there. And so that's why we're also doing the invite system. Those will be going out in the mail here in the next week or so. So you guys should all be getting a nice enveloped invite with a unique code that will give you the early bird pricing so you can get your tickets. And then we've also reserved a block of rooms at the San Marcos at a discounted rate for all attendees. So, you know, I just really look forward to everybody coming out and kind of sharing some of this Phoenix hospitality.
I love it.
Dude, yeah, sounds great. I can't wait. And I honestly really hope you send me an invite because if these two get an invite and I don't get one, I'm going to feel really, really bad.
You don't have to invite Brad. That's okay.
Well, I'll even present it. If I get one, I will present it on the show just so in case that you don't get one, Brad, I can rub it in your face.
I'm Dre's plus one. Yeah, I don't care what anyone says.
Well, I'll be honest. If you guys in the video stream can see Brad, he earned his invite because he's pimping our El Pollo Diablo Enterprise hosting project.
What's right up? There you go. It's a great shirt there.
Now we're rocking. I
sure wish I had one.
Suck up. I'm good at this.
Perez got that down.
Hey, Perez said we have to do a WP late night at the event. I think that's a given.
Absolutely.
Wow, that would be so freaking legit right there.
Yeah, you want to record us together at an after party because it's usually pretty for about 30 minutes. Yeah. It's like not pretty really, really fast.
I'm sure we could find a way to make it.
And speaking of Perez Box, I'm telling you, Strabo, you should pick him up. That guy is a ninja when it comes to event organization, and he's going to love me for saying that.
Mm. He needs more work to do. You know what? I've heard he hasn't been doing a lot, so he needs a little bit more to do. So
yeah, that guy doesn't work.
Now we're back to like episode one and two where we delegate tasks to the chat room and to people who are watching.
I like that. I'm all about that.
I will say he works about 27 hours a day as it is, so kudos.
That's impressive.
That's amazing.
He's teaching that trick.
Does he put the other three in a bank or something?
Bro, I'm not sure how he's pulling it off, but he gets the work of three done in a day. It's pretty insane.
Very nice. So,
Hank is bad.
Okay, the tiny.
That would come in handy.
Yeah. The ratio to regular conversation to Brad's soundboard is going to quickly come down in the next, from here on.
It's gonna two more drinks and that's a wrap.
Giving up so soon? It's 5 o'clock where you're at, dude. Come on.
Wow.
5:30, sorry.
Well, cool. I'm excited. Right. I don't think we really touched on this. I mean, it's worth pointing out, aside from it's a great event, Pressnomics, it's an interesting topic. It's also, as far as I know, the first major non-WordCamp WordPress event. And so it's kind of breaking ground there where everybody's kind of talked about the idea of doing one, but nobody's really held one yet. So I think I'm excited to see what kind of doors Pressnomics can open up for other people with WordPress-related conferences who maybe haven't gone through with it yet because there's really no example to follow. You know, I mean, everything's really been a WordCamp so far.
Well,
I'm,
you know,
I'm excited
if I can,
to see if you don't get sued, to be honest, I mean,
if I can be arrogant for a second, we're in the habit of doing things first that people haven't done before. You know, we did it with Pagely and we're doing it now. And, you know, I think I went through the proper channels to get political cover from the official people. So I did my best to see what we can to make sure that we don't offend the powers that be. And the feedback I got was positive. So I don't think we're going to have any problems with anything.
I'll tell you, I think there's enough room to move out of just having WordCamps. And I'm not sure where that's going to head. As a WordCamp organizer, I've done two. There's challenges around that. I see the demographic. I see where it's targeted firsthand from an organizing perspective. This, to me, being a community member and a business owner is definitely something that's needed. And not for nothing, I commend you on taking the initiative to move forward with it and bring this to the table. So whatever pushback you get, I get it. But I think you're going to have
I'm going to have to cut him off.
Well, no, you're going to have a big part of the community behind you on this. And I think it's important to look at that and really talk about those things. It's needed, and it's going to benefit the community, which in turn is going to benefit the end users and everybody involved, right? So you make better business. Those business owners make, you know, better business decisions, and you end up getting better products and services. So kudos.
Yeah, it helps everybody. So thanks for letting me talk about it, and thanks again for the coverage, Ryan. And I really appreciate your guys' enthusiasm. I look forward to having you all out to my neck of the woods again.
Always a good time.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait.
Yeah, my wallet can wait. Damn Santan.
I think I bought stock in Santan last time I was there, and I didn't even know it.
Yeah, I know.
We're there 3 days, and I ate there five times.
Yeah.
I don't know how. The math still doesn't add up, but it happened.
You know, we're 50-50 partners on that, Brad. We now own Santans. It's good times.
We bought stock.
Hey, guys, you're doing it wrong. If you help encourage more sponsors for Pressnomics, the bar tab will be covered.
Mm.
I can dig it.
See, but I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of that happening, though, because Brad may die. He may not come back from this event.
Brad's going to die at WordCamp New York after party that's on his birthday. That's the day Brad will die.
We're looking for a replacement for Brad Williams.
The first ever case of alcohol poisoning at a WordPress event goes to
Brad Williams. And what's sad, Brad, is that I'm going to have to write that post. I don't want to write that post. I don't want to put those words to blog.
I don't want to hear it. Everyone talking crap in the chat room. Everyone talking crap here. I got video, my friends. I got video of all of you.
You have evidence.
There's people handcuffed to trees. There's people picking up the ice loos. There's like a crouton, like rape. I don't know. It was weird. There's a lot of weird stuff going on.
All right. I think we just found our title for episode 7.
Oh, my.
The crouton absolutely rape. Not.
We will never have the word rape in one of our titles.
That's probably a bad
decision. Yeah, not a good look.
We might have a tough time pulling down sponsors in the future.
Triple J knows exactly what I'm talking about, and I have a video of the crouton. Literally, the only thing left to eat was this big, like, tray of croutons, and you would have thought it was, like, you know, Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, and that was the last golden bar. Like, everyone's hands were in there just grabbing it, like, this is the best thing I've ever had in my life, these croutons. It was ridiculous. And I have a video of it.
That just happened.
Somebody feed that kid. Wow.
They're the best croutons you've ever had.
They were so amazing, he said.
Triple J, you're awesome, bro.
Everyone's going to get salad tonight. Watch.
That's awesome.
Oh, boy.
Hey, is this a new record with 26 in your chat room?
It's close.
I'll have to check the records. I don't have them in front of me. I kind of keep a running tally as we go. It's going to be close. For sure.
Yeah, well, we're up over 40 total, 42 or so. So that's good.
I want to take a quick break just to thank one of our sponsors for this episode, and that is Josh Kolbach and ThirstyAffiliates.com, which is a plugin for creating and then tracking and also shortening affiliate links. So you can use Thirsty Affiliates to create shortened links, and then it redirects them properly, and then it gives you stats on which ones are clicked and can basically help you make them more effective. Right now, Thirsty Affiliates is running a 30% off discount, which you can take advantage of at thirstyaffiliates.com/discount, and we really appreciate their support of WP Late Night.
Nice. Did you see this? I just connected in the first two words I hear, crouton rape.
Yeah, that's a wrap. We're cut off.
We'll be here all week.
That is fantastic. Every day I'm shuffling.
Bum, bum, bum. Okay, and folks, and that's WP Late Night. Good night.
Oh, man. And that's actually Mike, who works for me, so yeah.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I think I was able to chat with him a little bit at WordCamp Nashville. I think he presented. I unfortunately missed it because I suck, but he was there representing web dev.
He was actually at WordCamp Nashville, did a dependency injection.
Well, I'm glad he was there and I didn't hallucinate the whole experience. That's a plus.
He was there.
For me.
He was there.
Good.
Oh, man. You know, I love that we're so reserved today.
Oh, we got this under control.
We like to hold back when guests are on, especially when it's guests that are good friends that we've hung out with quite a bit. So
we've got to do Josh Proud here.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
Let me ask.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to change the topic, but you go ahead, Dre. I don't want to step on you.
We're on the same page.
All right. All right.
What is a proper segue away from crouton rape? I'm just curious.
Well,
that will not be the title of this show.
Is it worth it? How much is crouton rape worth? Is it worth $80,000?
Ooh, see? That was good. That was good.
Yeah. Like I don't know that it is, but on Flippa.com, there was posted WPmods.com, and it's sitting at a reserve at $80,000. So for those not familiar with it, WPmods was self-coined here on the Flippa ad as a successful WordPress blog with a forum making over $2,500 a month. The sale price right now is sitting at $30,000. Now, having been someone that was involved in having a WordPress, you know, driven site, not obviously as popular as WP Candy is today, definitely doesn't have the reach that you have or have reached. I'm interested to see where this really sells at, because that seems like just off the map, crazy expensive. And being a WordPress guy involved in the community, that wouldn't entice me by any means. I don't see the revenue pushing anywhere near enough to sell at that cost. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
I feel like every time we see, because I don't watch a lot of Flippa sales, but it seems like anytime I do pay attention, it's a WordPress site being sold. And it seems every one that I've seen over the past year or so, each one has been sort of incrementally more, like, relatively expensive. Because obviously every site's going to be a different size.
Sure.
And I think, I mean, given the reported value, and I should say, too, just like, I guess, disclosure-wise, that Kevin and WP Mods are a publisher site on PrestAds. So there's cool stuff going on there. But and I don't obviously know anything about anything, because why would I? But I mean, this is a big number. This is what, 3 years of revenue? I mean, that's a huge. I mean, maybe even slightly more than that.
It's not. I don't know how you would price a media site like this.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's fairly typical for a startup or a SaaS based business is what I meant to say. To sell it 4 to 7 to even 8x revenue. So that makes sense. It really just depends on how they're bringing in the eyeballs. If it's a consistent growing visitor base and the ad sales support it, I guess in the right hands, it'd be worth, you know, their asking price.
Well, this caught my eye yesterday. And yesterday, the highest bid was, I guess it shows you the highest bid. The highest bid was $10,000. Today it's $30,000, so it's jumped $20,000 in one day. I honestly don't think it'll get up to $80,000. But
I don't know though, because somebody in the comments said that they're interested. So it's possible.
$80,000?
Yeah.
Who knows if they get there? I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Your breakdown, Josh, makes sense. I guess I don't see it here in this type of setup. $2,500 a month. Yeah, with the right folks, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Over a year?
Well, like look at
Bradley's breaking down over a year. That is 30K, and that's kind of where the current bid's at.
Well, do you guys remember, and this was about 2 years ago, WPDesigner.com.
Oh, sure.
Ran by Small Potato. Mm-hmm. Sold. Do you guys remember what it was sold for?
No, I don't.
It was in the 60-70K range, wasn't it?
65,000, yeah.
Yeah.
And essentially nothing happened with it. I mean, the guy did nothing with it for a few months and then just threw up a bunch of affiliate links, which obviously are not going to make 65,000 back, you know. So, I mean, he got the money for it. I mean, 65 grand, and obviously he had a theme club where you would pay I don't know if it was monthly or yearly, but it was a ongoing fee and you would get his themes as he'd release them. He made that money, but it was 2 years ago. I don't know if the money's there today. It might have been more. It might have been 3 years ago. I don't have the exact date in front of me. So, chat room knows.
I certainly don't know every situation. I mean, whether it's Tung Do or Dre, your site that went up there at one point, or Kevin's now. I mean, I certainly don't know specifically the work that involves any of that. But I do know on my end that there's. I mean, it's a constant effort to keep any sort of content site like this going.
Absolutely.
And so in the back of my mind,
just buy it and leave it there. And
exactly. Right. Like, I mean, that'll work for a couple months. Yeah. That'll work for a couple months, but it's not going to last.
WP Vibe, same thing. We didn't sell for anywhere near as this. We weren't a revenue generating, project, but they didn't do anything with it either, right? So any value that it did have, 6, 8, 10 months ago, it's no longer there. So it's something that you got to kind of continue to build. If you expect to keep $2,500 up a month in revenue, you've got to put some work into it, right? A little elbow grease, or it just isn't going to continue to sustain.
The thing I love about Flippa is it actually tells you what they're making, and that's the whole point. Like, you have to kind of disclose what you're making at that point. And so they have the numbers of what they're making in revenue all the way through April. I mean, in April they made just over $2,500 after PayPal fees in ad revenue, or in revenue. I don't know if it's all ads; it might be other stuff. But $2,500. So let's say they keep that up for 12 months. They don't make any more than that. $2,500 times 12. What do you got?
Is that where you pass off the math to us?
Math.
I'm frantically opening my calculator. That's 30 grand. So, I think the price is a bit high. I think it's probably valued closer to 30 or 40 grand is probably where I would put it. You know, I would want to make my money back at least within a year, assuming I keep up on stuff.
And that's the thing. I mean, because WP Candy wasn't my original thing. I bought it from Michael Castilla and Dan Philbin was writing a lot there too. And you can't just buy a successful site. There's a lot of work that comes with, whether it's transforming it into sort of what you have in mind. I mean, you can, there's a lot of potential, like if you have a good amount of traffic and WP Mod certainly does have that. But I mean, you can't, it's not a one-to-one. You don't just pick it up and then it makes money for you. As much as the revenue and the profit are listed there, it also doesn't list, man hours that it takes to maintain that stuff. And I certainly don't want to devalue Kevin's work or anything like that. But I would hope that the people that would go and buy something like that would keep in mind that, particularly this community, it's a challenge to keep pace with it.
Well, and I will say I wasn't trying to devalue me either.
Oh,
I just don't see the push at 80, 90K. That's it's good money. And if he nails it, man, good on him. To Josh's point, the breakdown makes sense. But really, are you going to be able to net that in pushing forward? I see where he's at now and the potential. But that's a huge chunk of change, man.
Dre, you gotta remember, though, that the value is to the buyer. If some random guy off the street bought this, he's overpaying if he pays $1,000 because he has no idea what to do with it. But
totally agree with you.
If it was a roll up, like say if Ryan bought it and rolled it up with WP Candy, it makes total sense then to maybe pay a little higher price because he knows what the heck to do with it.
It's very sure.
Hint. Go ahead, Ryan. It's all you, buddy.
Please. Hey Ryan, please. I hear you're looking for investors, buddy.
There you go. So I don't know. Like I got the basic understanding of Flippa, but is there the option if they don't hit your reserve? Is there the option to kind of say, okay, I'll take the highest bid? Is that an option available? Do you guys know?
You know what? I don't remember if that was an option or not at the time.
Yeah, you can close the auction early, I think, at any time if somebody gives you a private offer. Because we tried to sell a site on Flip many years ago. It didn't work out, but essentially I was negotiating behind Flip with one of the top bidders. So
okay, cool. Yeah, so I mean, anytime they can say, hey, 30 grand's cool, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Versus saying no at the end of the day. I mean, I'd be surprised if this goes up much more. Maybe going up to 40. I don't see it going past that. I'd be really shocked. And if it does go past that, I think it's somebody kind of like the WP designer where they're just kind of like, oh, I have a bunch of money. I'll just throw it at this.
That's really the main concern is that I hope that WP Mods doesn't suffer in the long run because obviously WP designer did. You know, and there's a real potential for that.
Yeah, the site's garbage. I don't even know if that site exists. Let's see what's
I believe it.
I will tell you, some of the Flip ads are they don't have a lot of information, a lot of details. He's done a really good job outlining the site and yeah. Details. There's a comment down there which really talks to his revenue over a year span from May 2011. I mean, it's at 2,500 in April, but it was the highest point before that never broke 2000. So that's an interesting, it's very inconsistent actually, the numbers throughout that year time span.
Brad, are you looking at the WP Designer mess right now?
I am.
Oh boy.
I am. It's the same, it's the exact same thing. So if you look at the last post was 2008, so that makes me believe it was actually 4 years ago.
Yeah.
In 2008 when he sold it. And it's the same thing. He put a top 10 host list on there. And I think I saw that 2 years ago. So whoever bought it threw that up there. They're probably making a couple hundred bucks a month, mm-hmm. garbage. And that's what I say about that.
I think I'm just too emotional about my website, but I would be terrified.
You're going to tear up, Ryan?
Well, I would just be terrified of something like this happening. I'm looking at WP Designer when I say this happening to any sold website. I mean, there's just. That would be
painful. Had a website for a few years and you put your heart and soul to it, whether it's content, whether it's a service, whether it's selling a product, regardless, if it's to the point where you're selling it for that amount of money, 65 grand, 80 grand, whatever, in the tens of thousands or more, I mean, you've obviously put your heart and soul, you bled into that thing, you know, you've had your ups and
downs. There is so much of my blood on WP Candy.
I see it every time I view it. I almost smell it, if you will. But
it's palpable.
I smell blood every time I read an article in there. It's like
you don't have a sound clip for that one. Ooh-wee.
I'm glad. I'm so glad.
I have. Does that sound like blood? I don't think it.
No,
does.
Please no.
No, absolutely.
But you know what I'm saying? Like you put everything into it, and then it's like, all right, to sell it. You sell it, and okay, you make your payday, and that's great. But I guarantee you, when Small Potato did that, he was still checking that site every few weeks. I would be checking it daily to see what.
It's anything you build. I mean, again, we weren't looking at making any revenue out of WP Vibe. We really were trying to institute a place to get different cool content around WordPress out there, and we just didn't have the time. I mean, I was in the middle of launching two startups at the time. It didn't work out. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But then I turn around and look after we sell it. We put a lot of work into it. No, nowhere near what you're doing now, Ryan, or what some of these big sites like yours are doing. Mm-hmm. But man, it's still a little piece of you down the road. You know,
absolutely.
They haven't touched it in a year. It is what it is.
Well, the listing closes in 6 days, 18 hours. So next episode, next week, why don't we have a quick update and see where they actually ended up? I got my money on that. 40 grand being the highest bid, period. 40 grand.
I don't think it breaks 35. I think it's near maxed out now.
See, I think the fact that he has a conversation going with somebody who's interested in paying his reserve, I think that's – there's at least a 50-50 shot of that happening.
I hope it works out. Absolutely, hope it works out.
Not to totally derail us, but this photo that Josh just posted to the chat is awesome, and I need to make sure this is in both chats. Okay, hold on, let me.
Trip J sent that to me on Twitter.
One of the best pictures of WordCamp.
Oh my god!
I've seen the one with them holding it. I didn't know Triple J was in the back raping croutons.
It is fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Caught in the act, my friend. Caught in the act. I love the fact that he's BRB, so he has no idea what we're talking about.
J-Trip says, screw utensils.
I need to make that video public. I need to make that happen. I have the video.
We can at least get some edited versions of these up, right?
Well, you know, we can't discredit the other things going on in the picture here. I mean, I don't know. Pete Maul looks pretty interesting there with the nice sailor hat there. Wow.
Oh, there was madness that whole night.
It's like the village people holding this fizzy pop. Freaking.
And for the people listening like normal humans to this podcast, once it goes out, I'll put links to this madness in the show notes so you can.
I almost think I can pick out almost everybody in this picture. So I see Michu on the right side, right? From Boston area. He runs WordCamp Boston.
Yes, that is him. Absolutely.
Lady on the left. I feel like that might be John Hawkins' wife.
Yeah, this looks
that's
like
a tough
Chris.
One. That's a stretch. Is that Chris? I don't know. That's a stretch.
It looks like Chris.
That's
sure.
a tough one.
I love that we are describing the details of a photo we're looking at on an audio podcast.
That's pretty ridiculous.
This is good radio, is what I'm saying.
Hey, so
it's a
let
great
me,
picture.
Let
so
me,
if you're listening to audio, you need to go look at this picture on the show notes.
So let me circle real quick back to WP Mods and just say that I hope he gets everything he's asking for, because I only wish the success of any business owner. You know, if he can get $80,000, rock on, dude. Do it.
Sure. Sure.
You hit it on the head.
And that's a great site. I mean, I does anybody disagree? I think it's a good site. I mean, I don't think
it's
just, you know, has kind of dove into the SEO of WordPress and trying to make a quick buck on ads. Like, I think it's a site that has some valuable information, mods, you know, all sorts of articles. I think there's some value to the site. I don't know if it's $80,000, but there's definitely a value there.
Yeah, but hey, so, at the end of the day,
I hope he makes the deal. I hope he knows what it is, too.
Hope he gets it.
Okay.
Just want to take a quick sponsor break here. I want to thank MonsterThemes.com for sponsoring WP Late Night this week. They have 3 WordPress themes available with more on the way, and they operate using a theme, a yearly membership model. So, right now, they're actually down from $39 a year, which is a great deal on its own, but they're actually down to $22 a year. So the 3 themes they have available and any themes that they create in the next year, you can get at monsterthemes.com for that pretty low price, which I think is cool. And they do responsive themes. They have kind of niche kind of themes on their site. You should check them out. I'll put the link to both the site and their current deal on the show notes page. So thanks to Monster Themes for sponsoring WP Late Night. Speaking of interesting business models, this is a segue for you, Dre. There were a couple things that caught my eye this week, and these are theme business related. One is, DevPress, which if we would have been doing the show last year, we would have talked about really about this time last year when they announced their $5 a year model.
Yep.
And they just upped it. Yes, as of yesterday, just announced it's now going to $30 a year. Which I will preface our conversation by saying it's still equally as insane as $5 a year.
Speaking of small potato, like perfect segue, but
there were a number of ways we could have segued that. Just kind of a little bookkeeping.
I'm sorry I pointed that out, but I had to.
Yep, I appreciate it.
I love it. I mean, I mean, the $5 a year is like, when I heard that, I was like, well, that's kind of stupid. I don't get it. Like, you might as well just be free at that point, you know? Mm-hmm. Unless all that money is going to charity or something, like
unless you have
you're not making money.
You want to say at least unless they have a crazy number of signups, but even then, you're going to have that support to deal with, right?
I mean, at $5 a year, a crazy number. I mean, you need to have like 10,000 signups. You know, it's like I don't think you're going to get that many.
Yeah, it's not that simple.
30 a year makes more sense. You know, it's definitely almost as crazy, but it. Mm-hmm. I feel like you could make money at $30 a year. Like, you know, if you're putting out some good products, maybe one theme a month, one theme every couple of weeks, whatever it may be, you know, I feel like you could make some money at $30 a year, even with, you know, 1,000 people, whatever, you know, even 500 people, you know, you could make some money at that. But I don't know. It's interesting. Wow. The whole, ever since DevPress launched, it's been interesting to follow because it started out with 4 people, if I remember that right.
You were correct.
Then it went down to 1.
It was originally, let me see, 2. Tadlock, Tong, and I just blanked on the last one.
I can't remember either.
I've got a post on it, though. I can go
correct
that.
In the room. But now it was Small Potato, and then he brought in another guy, which I'm trying to find his name.
Patrick Daly.
For this one.
Patrick Daly was the fourth.
No, there's two of them. There's two of them. And at two people, at $30 a year, I mean, I think there's money to be made here. I think that's a price point where they can actually make money, which will motivate them to push out more products, right? They'll give their members more for their, you know, more for their money.
Well, CrossGuard brought up the point that he thought it was $5 lifetime, but even on the model that you're breaking down there, Ryan, at $5 a year, 25 lifetime, that's pennies. I mean, that's sure, it's a digital product. You're really just looking at the support and all your overhead costs, but I just don't see any room there unless you're selling a cubic ass ton of the product, man. I don't see how that's a sustainable model.
Well, and this really makes sense. I mean, since we were talking about WP Designer, I mean, for those that maybe weren't tracking it as much a couple of years ago, he was, or I guess probably 3 years ago when he launched it, that was sort of the whole model of his theme club at the time. I believe it was also, wasn't it still like $5 a month or $5 a year? I don't remember.
Yeah,
but it was crazy.
It was definitely annually. It was definitely annually. I don't know if it was lifetime. I'm pretty sure it was at least a year.
Yeah, I think the lifetime that CrossGuard brought up in the chat is actually $25. At least that's how they refer to it on the site. So I'm not totally sure about that. But anyway, it's just like trademark tongue dough craziness, and I mean that in the best possible way. And I think you would probably agree that it is.
The themes are cool. I mean, currently they have.
That's the crazy part. They are really cool.
They have 10 themes. So you could pay, you know, basically $30, you get your membership, but you automatically have access to 10 themes. And some of these themes are free, but not all of them. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, for the price, I think it's pretty good. And, you know, I obviously think they could probably charge more, but who knows? I mean, it's interesting seeing what, you know, obviously the theme market, the premium market, the prices. Up until probably a year ago, they're all pretty standard. It was, you know, you had that kind of $40 to $50 price mark. You had that 80 or 70 to 80 price mark.
Well,
there was one a little bit lower that was probably like 20 to 30. And almost, I would bet over 90% of themes out there fell in that price range somewhere.
Josh,
20 to 80, well, you know?
Yeah. I'm curious what Josh thinks, because he's obviously priced, at least in terms of hosting, on the higher end in terms of, you know, I'm sure. Well, I mean, I guess,
but
I don't know.
You guys offer some of these premium themes, right, Josh?
Well, yeah, we did in the past. We kind of moved away from the theme packs, but to what Ryan said, you know, when we came into the market, GoDaddy was $3, you know, Bluehost was like $4 or whatever. And we came in at this $15, which was unheard of at the time. And we've raised our prices a little bit since then. But some of the guys that have come after us have even, you know, they charge more. I think Synthesis is, you know, probably a double or triple what we charge. And I think that it's perfectly fine to play with pricing models. Whatever you think the market can bear, and depending on what audience you speak to, $5 a year initially for DevPress, that's insane. I would never give my work away for that. I mean, unless you think you're going to get 10 million users, there's no business there. $30 a year seems a little better, but I am a huge... Okay, I lean left on my social and political views, but I'm a diehard capitalist. I think you should be rewarded handsomely for your hard work. So charge what's appropriate that you can live a good life on.
Well, and I think that brings up the question around the whole theme and custom work in the WordPress world question altogether, right? Are these products charging enough? You know, you've got a lot of these products that are down in the $20, $30, $40, $50 range. Are they worth more? Well, I would argue yes. If it's going to be something that's going to benefit you and your business to a certain extreme, you would pay that for what you do offline, right? Why wouldn't you be willing to pay for those products that you're going to be building your business presence online with? Why would you not be? I mean, I think it's a justified expense, right? It's a justified business expense. So I agree with you on that, Josh.
Particularly when a lot of these businesses, or a lot of the customers, I would argue, for a lot of these commercial theme shops out there, the customers are actually the people that are working with the themes to kind of turn around and sell them to clients. I mean, just as much as there are people looking to buy themes for their own website, there are a lot of people out there looking to buy themes to tweak or just sell outright as a design for a client. So I think that when you're talking about the relative value of those things, I mean, it kind of depends which kind of group you're targeting. You know, we've seen some shops and services target the actual end user, whereas others do target, you know, freelancers or designers or agencies or whomever. You know, depending on what your target is, that value could be a lot higher than they think.
Yeah, and pricing psychology goes into a lot of it, too. It helps you identify your market. You know, if you're selling a $2,000 theme, well, you're talking to a very specific and very limited market. If you're selling a $5 a year subscription, very different audience base.
I want to sell a $2,000 theme. What's it take to do one of those?
But see, that's the thing, right, though. Like, and we joke about that, but when I was talking to Lance Willett about WordPress.com premium themes earlier this year, you know, WordPress.com has a really interesting and only user-centric commercial themes market, because obviously the only people that are going to buy them are the people that are using them on their WordPress.com account. And he says that they are absolutely, or at least Lance personally is absolutely interested in them making $1,000 or higher themes available in time.
Well, let me put this in perspective for you. There, when you think about buying a billboard on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the cost of a billboard? And what is your audience there? How big is your audience? It's probably very marginal. I mean, down in a very low, not even teens.
Are we talking about Indiana here? Are we talking about like Philly or San Diego?
That's the point.
What are you
point,
trying to
right?
say, Brad?
Geographically, you're going to be even in the highest trafficked area. It's not going to reach your potential that it will online. Is that an argument that I can make? Right? Would you agree with that? You're still talking at $700 to $3,000 a month. A month for this billboard that's going to reach you a minimal percentage of the amount of traffic that you can see online over the next year, right? You can turn around and, I mean, sure, the theme's only one piece of it, or that, you know, that custom plugin or that premium plugin's only one piece of it. But when you start adding those hard costs together, right, over, let's say, a year for sustainment and the whole nine, it's a trivial cost compared to the cost of a billboard per month that reaches nothing. So that traditional media mentality still makes sense there, but why doesn't it make sense online? I don't buy it.
Everyone's old and they don't get it.
Yeah, but you're right. The opportunity to net revenue online is significantly higher than traditional media.
But that's the question, though. Is it that people are old and don't get it, or that there aren't enough people charging what they're worth?
Or it's just not going to take a piece of anything. It's something that's on your monitor, right?
See, I don't think anything is ever worth $1,000 or more. I mean, we could probably have a whole show around the price here. I don't think anything is ever worth $1,000, because the problem is you could have this amazing theme and you're going to make it so flexible. If it's a $1,000 theme, it should pretty much do everything. It should make me coffee and wake me up and take my shower for me. It should do it all, right? So, like, everything's going to be widgetized. Everything's going to be, like, point, click, drag, this, that. And the problem is people will be like, oh, I'll pay $1,000 and it will look like their demo site or whatever, and they install it and nothing works, because you have to configure those widgets. You have to set up your content. You have to add featured images. You have to do all that stuff. Like, it's almost better to say, hey, here's a $500 theme. It's going to cost you $1,000, but with that, you're going to get, you know, 4 or 5 hours of custom one-on-one setup time with me, the person who made it.
With me.
I'm going to set it up however you want it, I will set it up for you, because this theme will do anything you want. But if you don't know how to do it, it's how are you going to do it? They're going to pay $1,000 and then come to a theme shop, like, or not a theme shop, but a web dev or a WordPress shop like us, and say, hey, we need you to set up our theme. We've already bought it. It was $1,000. It's supposed to do everything. And I'm going to say, all right, well, we're going to charge you another $1,000 to set it up. You know, it doesn't make sense. Me.
You said a WordPress shop like who? Oh, Web Dev Studios, webdevstudios.com. That is our segment on shameless plugs.
Ew.
Yeah. Very nice.
Folks, if you're just tuning in now, we're here with Josh Strabel, the founder of Pagely. It's a managed WordPress hosting company, and they're pretty kick-ass. He was gracious enough to come on board to hang out with us for the evening here on WP Late Night, Episode 7. And we talked a little bit about Pressnomics, a new conference that's going to be coming out here this November. We've talked about some really cool stuff here, that we've got some chat rooms and some really neat stuff going on. If you visit wpcandy.com/stream, you'll be able to tune in and conversate with the rest of the folks here listening.
Dre, you are killing it, man.
On point for the nation, courtesy of General B.B. Bell.
I'm telling you.
We do have one other on the topic of theme, and not to bore the chat room, but I think this is interesting. On the topic of theme pricing, a much sort of smaller experiment than DevPress in Jake Caputo's Theme Thrift happened this week, or he launched it this week, and it's one of those pay whatever you want type of models for his theme. He had a theme that he had available and thought he'd just kind of test out this model and threw it out there. And I think it's interesting to hear, or to, I guess, I'm skeptical of this sort of thing working. Like, it probably won't, just because people don't want to pay if they don't have to.
Well, you know, I actually like this idea, and I'll tell you why. Because you're going to get all the free market research. People are going to tell you exactly what your product's worth. And, you know, you can really experiment with things. You're not boxing yourself into, should I launch at $10 or $50? You can kind of play around for that 5 or 6 months and see what people are willing to pay. But then you have to make sure that at the end of the day, when you gather that data, you make a choice that makes sense. Just because people consistently pay $5, don't launch your product at $5.
Right.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Ooh, wee. Yeah, I'm not. Wow. Yeah. Moving on. No, he hit it on the head, man.
Yeah, and the nice part about Jake's is he did say after about a week, which is how long he's putting that theme up, he will give us a post with some information on what his results were. So hopefully others that are considering similar things like that could benefit from his experience.
I think, as a quick side note, I seem to recall WP101.com, the WordPress tutorial movies, did something similar. Someone should follow up with him and see how that worked. I seem to remember when they launched, it was kind of a pay whatever donation you want.
I don't remember.
What was that?
I'm ashamed.
It was WP101.com. I think about a year ago they did the same thing. So maybe follow up with him and see how it worked.
Yeah, and I think you're right.
Yeah, I know Andrea, and I'm going to butcher this name. Ipstenu. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
He's kind of awesome.
Pronounce it.
She.
She. He's awesome. But anyways.
Elf.
We'll forget that happened. anyways, they did a WordPress multi-site book, an ebook that you could, same thing, pay what you want. And when I saw the article on WP Candy about Theme Thrift, I tweeted them because they had launched this, let's see, it was September. That's not right. That's the wrong date. I want to say it was like 2 or 3 months ago. So I tweeted both of them asking them, hey, do you plan on releasing stats? Just curious of how you're doing. And they have no stats out yet, but they essentially said that they're seeing about 3% of the downloads are paying something. And long story short, they said it has been worth it with what they're seeing coming in. So 3% doesn't sound like a lot, right? But, you know, if they're getting 10,000 downloads and 3% and they're all paying, you know, 10 bucks, you know, they just made $3,000 or whatever. I think that's right. I'll be surprised if that's right. But, you know, it's scary thinking about doing something like that. Like, you spend so much time invested in either making themes or writing a book or building plugins or whatever it may be. There's a lot of music artists trying this now, you know, throwing it up there. Here's their whole album. Pay what you want.
The old adage goes, you know, if you don't assign a value to your product, your customer will, and it's ultimately going to be lower than what you want.
Dude, just you're dropping all the sage advice tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's a good thing.
What are these?
But it's telling when it silences the rest of our show.
Yeah.
Our special guest, Confucius.
Hey, I'm the only one not drinking. I have a leg up on you guys.
That's great. Well, that explains it. We just talk about crouton.
I'm not drinking either. I'm sipping. Wow. Okay.
I think I agree with what you're saying, Josh, if what you're saying is that it can be a useful model to try out in the beginning, right?
Yes.
Before you really have anything to lose.
Exactly. And then once you have the data points, if it's working, by all means, continue it. If it doesn't, you have valuable data on where you should price.
Sure. And in Jake's case, he's coming from he sells themes primarily on ThemeForest up until trying this new model himself. So there's definitely, I mean, there's a lot of world out there that's not ThemeForest. So there's certainly a lot to learn.
And you know, anytime I see something like this, and it's not a lot, but I've seen it a few times, I usually blast it out to the Philly meetup group and say, hey, check this out. But I always kind of strongly urge, like, look, they put a lot of time in this. So if this helps you, give them some money. If you're just testing out, you don't end up using it, whatever. That's fine. But if you end up using it on your website or for a client or for whatever, you know, toss them a few bucks, toss them $100, whatever, because right. it saved your, you know, you saved a ton of time doing it. So save the money. So I think we definitely need to follow up with Jake because he has a countdown on his site saying the current deal ends in 5+ days now.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds like when that happens, he's going to stop doing this. So I'd love to follow up with him. Maybe we can have him on the show for a few minutes to talk about, you know, how it ended, you know, once the numbers ran, if he wants to share those with us, I'd definitely be interested.
I think we can probably make that happen.
Do it.
Can indeed. Well, we've got a couple other things out there. Does anything really strike any of you in terms of other stuff you really want to talk about?
What's
might mention the 5K.
Dib.
Because it directly relates to what we're getting ready to talk about.
Well, right, I'll tell you, there's been about at least 5 or 6 requests for ponies. I'm just throwing that out there. Not that we have to talk about
ponies, because I'll talk about some ponies, my friend. Hang on, let me get ready for ponies.
Here,
pretty pony. Cutie.
You know, I do.
That's a dead horse.
Wow. I think you got it, Brad.
Stick it on that lung.
You know what? You didn't need to shoot it. From what I understand, the pink pony's a smoker, so inevitably is going to be in a lot of pain down the road. Oxygen tanks, the whole nine.
All right, so I'm pulling up this link because I don't think it's in the chat right now. But we were talking about it right before the show. We'll buzz through this pink pony stuff and talk about something more interesting afterwards. How about that? That's the deal. Can
Fair
I make
enough.
A deal with us? Okay.
You know what? I hate the pink pony, but I can't stop talking about the stupid pink pony. And maybe that's why I hate talking about the pink pony.
You hate it, but you're uncontrollably drawn to it.
Well, I'm a little frustrated that the pink pony hasn't reared his head or her head. And
from what I hear, there's tweeting happening, though. I don't know. All right. So there's this. So Justin, who's a co-host of the Weekly Theme Show, another podcast we do earlier this week, posted in our forums, which are at wpcandy.com/discussions. It's linked up in the community header in the site. Anyway, there is Who Is information available on the person who owns pinkponypress.com. So if we're all talking about how to identify him, and if you don't believe Brad, which Brad's still convinced it's me because he's a crazy person. So if you're not like Brad and you're a reasonable human being,
still,
this Who Is seems
I'm still
to
slightly
say,
convinced it's you.
But the Who Is information says that Aaron Jorben does own pinkponypress.com. So at the very least, he's an accomplice.
Aaron, I thought we were friends.
Not for nothing. Aaron's kind of awesome, so I'm
cool
with
coolest.
That.
Yeah, Aaron's very awesome. The Who Is says it was registered on January 12th, 2012, the domain. Or I'm sorry, the 11th. And the first tweet by the alleged pink pony was the day after. So all signs point to it's probably Aaron.
Uh-huh.
And if it is, I'm going to kick his ass next time I see him. But I'm still a little, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm still a little, I almost think that happened. Eric's a smart guy, or Aaron's a smart guy. He's not an idiot. Like, why would you publicly register something like that knowing someone's going to call it out?
It's a good point.
I think that might have happened to throw us all off the trail of the pink ponies. So I'm not convinced. I'm not 100% convinced.
I can buy that theory. Aaron, you know, I've spent time chatting it up with Aaron and having a couple beverages and a couple cigarettes and so on over the last 300 word camps we've been at together. He's a smart dude. I think you're right, man. I could see them, you know, throw the trail off. We don't want them thinking it's us. So we're going to blame this on Aaron. I don't know. It's a good point, Brad. Good point. I think we need a sound effect.
Well, you know what? If Ryan is not the pony, then I got my money on Ryan's the honey badger.
I can't win, is what you're saying.
You know what's sick? You know what's sick? Like actually about a month ago, I had a dream about the WP Honey Badger.
Are you kidding me?
Whoa. That's kind of creepy.
Maybe I'll get into it one of these days.
Let's save that for late cabin.
We'll keep that for the after show.
It's a little bit scary, but yeah, I'll say that for later.
I can't wait to
hear.
Well,
Ryan, what's the late night show? Is that like to Strable's point, yes, would we start that at 7 p.m. versus 5 p.m.? I'm just wondering here.
That comes in the crazy late hour of, yes.
Hold on, the street lights are on. We're doing late night.
You know, it's like, 8 o'clock. I didn't think that was late night. I'm like, well, late night, we still need people to watch us.
That's the rub, right? We need to find a time that people are actually going to listen.
Red, they're not watching us now. I mean, I don't know, brother. 7 p.m., late night. It's good times.
Well, we'll have to rely on the chat room to tell us when they would actually be willing to.
Dude, you guys realize we're already talking about pink ponies and badgers?
Oh, boy.
And it's not even 9:30.
Oh, well, for us.
Oh, man. It hurts me. It hurts me so bad that I can't wait till next week to do it again. I'm excited.
Actually, we already have an update on the theme thrift. Jake Caputo at replied on Twitter. I believe he's listening probably through his phone or something, because I know he wasn't able to make it to the chat room. But he said that so far the pay rate on theme thrift is about 7% of those who download. So sounds pretty much what you guys were saying about the – I forget who else was doing a model like this. It sounds really in that maybe like 5%, under 10%.
Yeah, they said
3%. So a little bit better than that.
But it's also like an ebook versus a theme. I mean, there's going to be some differences there too.
And he also just got the WB Candy bump yesterday. So that's
– oh, you just said it.
I just said it. No.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. It has nothing to do with me and everything to do with the wonderful people who read the blog, because they recognize what work takes to make these things. So they're going to pay not a lot more often, just slightly more often than the average person. That's gotcha. What I'm saying. That's all. I don't give them too much credit.
Well, maybe you could promote my products.
I thought that's what like half the show was all about.
Oh, it's not? I mean, am I missing something here?
I was just about to talk about Shakiri.net, the best malware and spyware removal tool out there.
You know what's funny? I heard that Web Dev Studio is one of the most amazing firms out there handling all sorts of WordPress development and design stuff.
I love me some Pagely.
you know what? You can hear about it all on WPCandy.com.
Wow. I love all of you.
Boy. We should probably move into the top 10.
Let's hug it out, bitches. Let's hug it out.
Okay, I haven't even read this entire top 10, so this is going to be really scary.
Well, hold on. Before we do that, I want to briefly talk about Gravity Whiz, because I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, okay. Hey, if I can take the lead on this one
Please do. I will link it up in the chat room while you talk.
I love these guys, but what the hell is up with the brand? Wizardly? Are they talking to Harry Potter fans? No, I'm kidding.
Well, maybe I'm sick, but when I hear Wiz, am I the one that's thinking it?
I want to tell Carl I'm joking. I think this is a great idea, because how many times do the rest of us all look for little snippets of code and hints and tricks, and you got to go digging through, 86,000 posts in the help forum on .org or something, and this is kind of neat.
Is Carl and team behind this? So I was trying to figure it out, and I couldn't figure out who was behind this.
It's David Smith, I believe, is behind Gravity Whiz, who is like kind of their core developers, is sort of their number one, Rocket Genius's number one recommended developer for Gravity Forms. Carl describes him as...
He's not officially Rocket Genius. He's not a part of...
My understanding is he's not, but they say that after the lead developer, he's sort of the next person who knows the most about Gravity Forms. Okay. So they say really positive things about him.
Okay, so then the fact that it's called Gravity Whiz and there's a giant Gravity Forms banner, mm-hmm. maybe I put the two and two together. But what I was saying is I think it's a great idea that you have this kind of one-stop shop for all these little snippets of code and help all around this plugin. I think it's genius. The purple and the weird wizard stuff, a little funny, but...
See, I think I love it. Really nice. It's a cool blog.
I mean, quick poll. I mean, there's a little bit of delay in the audio, but I mean, how many people in the chat room and how many people just with us for? How many we all use gravity forms, right? I'm not. I mean,
yep.
Ryan, I certainly do. You do, Dre. You do, Josh. Do you use gravity forms?
Sure do.
The chat room. Anybody not use gravity forms?
Anyone?
All right. So everybody uses gravity forms.
Now everybody does.
So
that just happened.
This stuff is awesome, right? I mean, this stuff is great. I mean, I love the fact that it's like its own kind of ecosystem with gravity forms. There's a lot of add-ons for it. There's a lot of add-ons on .org.
Yeah.
You know, free add-ons. You know, they're not paid. It's just like fans of gravity forms, people who use it that have built things. And some of these are like critical add-ons, like things you use on every site. The most popular one, in my opinion, is the custom post type add-on. I mean, it makes
legit
any form you submit in your gravity forms, you know, how you can make it a post entry. Well, this allows you to make it a custom post type entry. So, I mean, I install that on almost every site we do. So it's really cool to kind of see this ecosystem build around premium products in WordPress. And we've seen it for themes, but we haven't seen it that much for plugins. So this is kind of solidifying that, yes, gravity forms is, in my opinion, the biggest premium WordPress plugin there is currently. You know, debate me if you want, but I think that's true.
It's absolutely telling when
it's
any
neat
sort
to see stuff like this.
When any sort of plugin or community gets a site like that, you know, just dedicated to the product. Probably most interesting to me so far is the his sort of half announcement of the Gravity Forms Perks plugin, which apparently is still in the works, but it's this sort of I really get excited by small functional plugins, and it sounds like it's going to be, you know, a number of enhancements or functionality enhancements for Gravity Forms that wouldn't make sense as individual plugins, he says, but he's kind of bundling into a Perks plugin, which is apparently on the way. So that sounds really cool. I actually really don't mind the whiz and the look of the site. I think it's pretty cool. I wish that his name was more obvious throughout, because I that always bugs me because right now all of the posts are authored by The Wiz. And I get the branding.
That's what I was looking through. I was looking for an about page. Like, I don't care what you're doing, have an about page. I want to know on a personal level who you are. And when I don't see one, a lot of times that raises a red flag.
Brad wants to know you so personally.
Dude, the name just reminds me of a drunk Harry Potter. I'm not digging it.
Yeah. Yeah. The magically enhanced.
I think of the stupid Seinfeld episode where he's like the Wiz. I'm the Wiz.
That is.
I need an audio clip for that.
Yeah, I think this is a great concept, and the site's well designed. I just think the brand is rubbing me a little weird.
Fair enough.
No, good stuff though. Definitely good stuff.
Cool idea. I mean, it just launched, so I'm sure this will evolve over time. But cool.
So, Brad, you want to give us the primer on the 5K?
The 5K?
Yeah.
So, if you're not familiar, and what we're actually saying is the WWP 5K, this is actually started last year, which is basically Automattic's worldwide WP 5K. And they did this apparently this time last year. I remember actually participating, but I didn't remember the date. And what it is just basically Automattic decided they want to get kind of all their employees out one day and to do a 5K together. So, and they're basically all over the world. They have employees in 79 cities and 24 countries, and they're all kind of run walk a 5K on the same day. So rather than just keep it like an internal thing, they decided to share it with WordPress.com and make a blog post and kind of turn it into this, hey, get out and, you know, walk, get out and run, get out and be active day. And this is the second time they did it. I actually missed this when it happened this year. I participated last year. I didn't know this happened until after the fact this year, so I don't know how I missed it, but somehow I did. Did any of you guys participate in the 5K?
No, I did not.
All right. So our top 10 list will be very fitting, because our top 10 list is top 10 reasons you did not run the WWP 5K.
Holy cow. Well, I'll tell you, let me kick it off here, if you don't mind. I'm ready to go.
There's literally live edits happening as I'm looking at this.
It's legit.
This is it. This is the list. We're done. Yeah, I see you.
So, I got the official music behind us. Now we're good.
I liked it. Turn that up a little bit, man. I feel like Jay-Z talking to his guys in the booth. Not really.
Say a dumb one. I dare it.
All right, so I'm going to kick it off with the top 10 reasons you didn't run the WWP 5K. Number 10 on the list is, what is WWP 5K?
What is it? I still don't know.
That's. I think that's pointed.
That's screwed me up. I actually thought it was WWP 5K because it's worldwide WordPress 5K. So that's where that comes from.
Well, it's W3P5K then, right?
You can do W3P5K.
I like that.
That really clears it up when you do that, though.
Yeah, welcome to Star Wars.
Yeah, you might as well be C3P2O.
Or that guy.
Brad, you got number 9?
There's like 5 people editing number 9. But
well, now that we know it's you reading
this
it.
Together, I guess.
Yeah.
I literally see all 3 of you editing number 9 as I'm trying to read.
It's something in there. I got to edit too. But yeah.
Number 9. I'll do number 9. So number 9. Sorry. What? Trey. Number 9. I stayed home to write a plugin to track distance walk as a custom post type with deep custom taxonomy search.
Ooh, that's hardcore.
And couldn't make it out.
This is the obligatory point in the top 10 where I apologize to all listeners for the existence of the top 10.
But the fact that it happens. This is a Strebel number, I think. This is
number 8? Okay.
Number 8. I'm a fucking developer, not an athlete.
Boom! That's where you need gunshot. That was gangsta.
I'll take the pain that is not. Number 7. Running 5 blogs is time consuming.
I'd imagine so.
Are these CMSs?
CMSs are amazing. Blogs still exist. I'm going to take number 6 here because it's so fitting. Tacos and jogging just don't play well. Yeah. Just don't play well.
I believe it.
Have you ever tried to run on a full belly at tacos? I mean, you're asking for it.
Yeah. Only from the cops.
Hey, Brad, do you have a laugh track for us? At least give us some applause. Do you have applause? Prep
Jay, that. Yeah, Jay Tripp hit it on the head, man.
Now we're talking.
There you go.
Get back to work.
Whose turn is it? Brad.
That was more like if you laugh, you get shot, but that's cool.
Yeah.
What number are we on? 5?
Yep.
Number 5. Running your mouth gets you nowhere, so shut the beep and code.
Boom.
Code. Commit, sucker, commit.
Number 4 in the top 10 reasons you didn't run the WP5K. Number 4, running is so hipster.
Yeah, was it held in San Francisco?
Wow.
I went number 3. I think 3 is my favorite. Thank you for highlighting that for me. Right. He's highlighting them as we go on. Number 3. Top 10 reasons why you did not run the 5K. Nipple bleeding is a serious condition.
Definitely serious.
I can joke about that. It's serious.
Long-term trauma. I mean, that's just not good.
I actually really like that. Doing research
for this top 10 list, I found a blog that said top 20 reasons not to run a marathon.
Yeah.
And it was 20 pictures of guys that were nipple bleeding.
Oh, man.
How do you even get your nipples into a race like that? I don't understand.
I feel like you have to condition your nipples a bit, and these guys did not.
Well, it's all about the pre-training, right? Nipple hardening. Yeah, it's a lot of.
For a 5K.
Remember, it's not a sprint; it's a marathon.
Love it. Who's got number 2?
I'll take number 2. So yeah. Number 2 is kind of meta as it relates to number 4. So number 2 in the top 10 reasons why you didn't run the WWP 5K is I'm a nerd and nerds don't run unless you're being chased by the cool kids, aka the hipsters.
Buddy. Freaking hipsters chasing the cool kids chasing the nerds. I can dig it. Well, I think since we're all suffering completely, Ryan seems to be talking to himself.
I was checking the audio levels.
All right,
Ryan's texting as somebody.
Oh, I've got. You don't even know what I've got going on over here.
Yeah, we've even lost the background music.
No, you didn't. It's back. There you go.
The number 1 top 10 reason you didn't run the 5K was because you drank fizzy pop for energy and ended up way too drunk.
Whoa.
Oh, gosh.
Every day I'm shuffling.
That one hit like a dull thud. Oh, boy.
That's a complete fail.
So as we usually wrap up the top 10, I heartily apologize to everyone.
Not
it
the best
suck.
Top 10, but not the worst top 10 either. So
when do we have to do the worst top 10? Because I'm not looking forward to that.
He's like, hey, I'm in the hospital stabbing myself in the ears.
Oh, boy.
Top 10 reasons not to be in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
Top 10 reasons not to do the top 10.
In any case, do you want to do picks? It's a good way to wrap stuff up, right? And I know, and I love it because you guys are never prepped for it.
Yeah. So what happened was,
God, I still don't have one.
Josh, you with me on this? You like picks? You want to do this? We'll do this.
I'm game for whatever. I'll bullshit if I have to.
Just you know what? Brad, Dre, lie if you have to.
I will lie.
We've done this probably on half the podcast, but whether it's a plugin, a theme, a book, really anything WordPress related that can be offered up as a tip, something that saved people time in the last week or so, or was useful in some way, that qualifies as a pick. And this is also the part where I describe it so that everybody has a chance to quick and look one up. Because it's, despite us continually doing it, it's never something that we all do beforehand. It's always pretty much at the moment. Is that right, guys? Yeah.
Yeah.
And the chat room can feel
I'm
free
sorry,
to
I'm busy
talk
trying to find
well.
A plugin.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I believe it.
I'd be prepared.
Oh, yeah, I got one.
Josh, please.
Oh, is it my turn? Can I go?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this one came across my desk. Just the other day, I was talking to the guys at Up Themes, and he showed me this beautiful plugin called Typecase, and it allows you with simple plugin architecture to load in all 500 Google Web fonts, and you use little CSS selectors. It's got a beautiful interface, and it's just super piece of cake to redo headlines, paragraphs, whatever you want with the selectors in one or all 500 Google Web fonts.
Very nice.
Typecase by Up Themes.
I can dig that. That could be really useful.
I like. As I'm getting like it linked up in the show notes.
Yeah. I think Josh just showed you up, Ryan.
Did he?
Sucker.
Well, since I always come to the table with one, so I think he showed you guys up because he pulled that out in not even a minute.
That's impressive. Yeah. Pretty quick.
I would say that my pick for this week is a small plugin. It's called Editor Scroll Position. I guess that's my plugin, so I shouldn't do that. I thought it was a plugin, but I have a lot of those that I've modified from. I think it was a code snippet somewhere. It's a cool thing. Look it up, or I'll post a link to it because it saves your position in the editor. But I won't use that one because that's apparently played out.
Really need a prices like womp, 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 womp. Like a fail.
I'm sure you guys run into it where you're looking through your plugins and you're like, oh yeah, but that's mine and it's just one that I use, so that doesn't work. It happens.
And the code's not the best, so I can't release it.
Well, certainly. I would say then.
Well, I have one.
Okay, please.
If you will.
Please.
It's actually a recommendation from Brian Krogsgaard. And we've actually used this quite a bit. So the plugin is called Broken Link Checker.
Yes.
Familiar with it? You install it. It monitors your website, checks out your links. If it finds broken links, hits 404s, it will automatically notify you either via the dashboard or it will shoot you an email. So it's a really nice one. If you're worried about broken links, install it, and it will kind of keep tabs on your site. So if something breaks, especially if it's something major, all of your permalinks go to 404s, it will let you know right away so you can fix it before Google or your visitors have problems on your website. Broken Link Checker.
Very, very good. And I'm going to pull one out. And in fact, I follow @Pagely on Twitter. And they seem to use something. Yeah, it's kind of cool. They use something very similar to this, and I'm not sure if it's the same plugin. It's called Tweet Old Post.
Yes.
And, it's a really cool plugin, and it randomly picks old stuff, and it'll tweet out your old posts, right? pretty neat how it's set up. Very simple to use. And
I don't know if that's a smart idea on my blog.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know. Definitely.
They like retract years. So you can say nothing before 2008 or 7 or 10.
Actually, I think you can.
Yep. The problem, see, I can't use it on my personal blog because I've got like 2 blog posts. So I really piss people off with that. but yeah, I think it does have the ability to filter certain things. Heck, it's pretty useful to get some of that old content back out there and recirculated. Tweet old posts.
This is what you, Josh, because you have, for Pagely, you guys kind of retweet some of your older posts. Is this what you're using for that?
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty slick. You can tell it to not do certain categories or certain tags, and then you can set the randomized time. So if you follow Pagely and you're on Twitter all the time, you may feel like you're getting it once a day or twice a day. But it's really handy because, like Jay said, it really gets your older content back out there for more eyeballs because a lot of it's still relevant.
Absolutely.
And just like many plugins we'll talk about, that is one that deserves a big disclaimer of use responsibly.
Oh yeah.
No question.
I think Nason once said, I'm going to unfollow you just because I'm tired of reading your old shit. And I'm like, what? Come on.
Yeah, but it's not like you're doing it every 2 minutes, you know? It's or twice a day.
It's more like every 5 or 6 minutes. I mean, you know. I'll do
a real plug-in this time, just real quick. We didn't actually talk about it this show, but I'm sure we have in the past, the Press Trends plugin. And it's on WordPress.org. I'll drop a link into the chats about it. Press Trends is a really cool sort of startup within the WordPress community. And I believe Press Trends is also a sponsor for Pressnomics, right?
Yep, they're a community sponsor.
Very cool. So there's sort of 2 sides to Press Trends, but what the plugin does is it delivers insights into how your blog is performing against the rest of the community that Press Trends tracks. So it's going to look at your posts, your comments, your post-to-comment ratio, author stats, a bunch of really interesting things. I like the idea. I think my site kind of breaks it because there's a lot more content than the average blog, but you can kind of get a good feel using it for how your site performs against the rest of the Press Trends community. So I would recommend that and checking out Press Trends and what they're doing.
Very nice.
Awesome.
And that is a real plugin.
Whee!
Bravo.
Wow. Is that it? Are we at the end?
That's a show, right?
We done reached it, fellas.
We done it.
Wow. Every day I'm shuffling.
Oh, man.
So... Let me just quickly Let me just quickly say thank you to you guys. This has been a lot of fun to be your first guest host, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about what we're doing. And you guys are doing a great job, and just thanks so much for letting me join in the fun.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming on. It was a lot of fun. Like you said, it was a lot of fun.
Seriously, it was fun. We'll definitely have to have you back.
Next time, I'll make sure I got the scotch handy.
Yes. We'll have to do a proper late night. So late that the East Coast, they'll all be asleep. But it'll be evening
sure,
for
well,
you.
We'll plan on having you back before Pressnomics so we can kind of get an update on where you're at in a few months and
definitely,
you know, see what's going on. And by then, we shall all be confirmed as attendees. And
we shall all be confirmed as attendees.
Oh,
yes.
Who's killing it?
I love hearing my voice.
Dre's cut off. Until that's it.
Dre, you're done.
He's okay. It was just a minor blip. So for Josh, obviously, thanks for coming on. Pressnomics.com, Pagely, page.ly or pagely.com, both work. You're at Stribble on Twitter. Anything else you want to, I guess, Sally, but I forget her Twitter.
Sally's Biz girl. And she's in the chat room. She's in the chat room right now telling me to come home. She spent the day with our 13-week-old, and I think it's time for dad to go home and participate.
Oh boy. We're all in trouble.
Yep. Tell her we're sorry.
Way to go, Ryan.
Oh, me? We're all in trouble, and that means Ryan.
She's so great. She likes you guys too. So I gotta get
awesome.
Get out of the house card or whatever.
Very cool. Okay, so the site at WPCandy, WPCandy.com. We've got Williams BA on Twitter, Dramida on Twitter. If you listen to the show on iTunes, give us a rating because that's how people will find us. And I think that's it, right, guys? We've got a call-in number and a hashtag and all that stuff, but check the post for that. Good? Pew. Yeah, play some of your sound effects. Get it out of your system, Brad.
How about this one?
And that will do it.
I couldn't figure out a really good spot to play that.
For episode number 7 of WP Late Night. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Oh, that was great.